Everyone that has a history of involvement in Pilates, who think that their involvement, who they are and who they know and what they think they know about Pilates, matters more than what Pilates is in and of itself, regardless of who they are busy right now setting standards for you to live by that do nothing but reinforce the power of their view of what they believe in based on who they are, not on what it is. And I don't see why that's so hard to understand. I've been projecting that message for my entire involvement with Pilates in the belief that Pilates is something in and of itself. And it's a state of being in the body, in the moment that you're after. Just, it's frustrating. It's frustrating. And the one thing in the frustration of it is that you cease to care, or in losing attachment to what you say because so few are listening, that the power structures to be, I mean, maybe it's just too early, see? This whole flood of Pilates is still breaking wide open. And maybe when those people that think the rules that are being put in place are going to be an advantage to them because of who they are and how long they've been doing it, man, oh man, it just isn't it. It isn't the case. Because all the new people coming in are going to look for whatever it is that makes it attractive, whatever Pilates is. And those people that are willing to look past what someone's willing to offer you as a tradition being more valuable than the subject itself, than the study of it itself, rather than the tradition that you join up with in the pursuit of teaching it. All the newbies, all the newcomers, they're the ones that are going to look at Pilates as an idea and see how it makes so much sense that is the essence of what they're teaching, no matter what style they choose to deliver it in. The only protection for Pilates itself is to understand it and appreciate it for something unique and experiential and definable, understandable. It's just that it's tricky because the complete coordination of body, mind, and spirit has to include that component of spirit that exists beyond the rationality of thinking and lives in the realm of the observer. And unless you acknowledge the presence of the observer in the effort itself, which takes it out of being intellectually dominated by doctors or scientists or people that think they know a lot because they do know a lot, because they know science. Science isn't enough. Unless you take it into the realm of science that acknowledges the role of the observer in the arena of the phenomena, the experience of doing it. I am lucky, and there are people that are getting a clue to this, and I'm happy that I have the chance and grateful that I have the chance to go and share my point of view, to go and develop it enough in others, so that even though the whole establishment will always seek to be the establishment and will always seek to hold the reins of determination and control over the money, the flow of it, you know, don't be set up to pay a bunch of bucks to belong to something that you can understand on your own, both experientially, and feel the authority of teaching it that transcends whatever the tradition has to offer, both in substance and in a cost. Jeez. If you get it, man, you're free. And everybody else wants to know or have the confidence that you have in what you have, because you're teaching more than a style. You're teaching an idea with your style, the style that you choose. But Pilates is more than a style. The standard of Pilates is more than a tradition to be determined by people that have a heritage of knowing people who knew Joe. So what? It isn't how you know, how the people that you know through Joe. I'm saying you can look at what Joe published, produced, what he wrote, and the pictures that he took, and the film that he took, and arrive at the conclusion that Pilates is an idea, and in understanding the idea, the tradition is subordinate to that. It doesn't matter who you know. You may never know anybody who knew Joe. But you can be passionate about your experience in life, your mobility through space, and your mobility through space, and get to a place where you know what you're doing when you do Pilates. You know what you're teaching when you teach Pilates, at whatever level you teach it, in whatever style, that gives you a sense of calm and confidence that goes beyond your confidence in your tradition, or having to defend who you are based on who you knew and what training you went through. In some ways, the flight of the phoenix is a great example of that, because the person that modifies the plane knows the theory. And the people who apply it at the practical level don't give him credit for being able to apply the theory on a scale bigger than what he's used to implementing it in. Now I hope this helps.